Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. Today we're going to read out of Joshua chapter 1. It's verse 9. It says this, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." I love this verse, and I love thinking about the context of which Joshua heard these words from the Lord. Joshua was the new leader of Israel in that moment. They had not entered the promised land yet, and what happened was Moses just died, and all of a sudden Joshua was thrust into the leadership of this nation of Israel, and he was tasked with leading them into the promised land. And he knew what was coming up. He knew that there were going to be battles that had to be fought. There was a giant battle that was about to be fought just across the river at Jericho. And so he knew what lay before him. And I mean, any one of us would have been terrified in that moment. I mean, imagine you being the assistant to the guy leading everything. Now, that means that you were in on some stuff. You knew some stuff. I mean, Joshua was halfway up the mountain when Moses was at the top. So it's not like Joshua was completely and totally running blind here. But imagine going from being the assistant to the lead guy to all of a sudden now you are the one that the entirety of Israel is depending on. The weight of that is on your shoulders. And you can look back through the entire story of the Exodus and the time in the wilderness and see how much stress and pressure Moses was under. And all of a sudden now Joshua feels that pressure and that stress going in, and it's terrifying to him. I mean, beyond that, imagine being Joshua and knowing that you had to be the successor to this guy who literally talked face to face with God, who called, you know, water out of rocks and oceans split before him. All of a sudden now you're the guy. That had to be terrifying. It had to be terrifying for him. But look at what the Lord commands him in that moment. He says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong. Be courageous. Don't be afraid." I think we should take that for ourselves as well. I think we can easily put ourselves in Joshua's place in that moment. Now listen, I'm fully aware that the Bible is not a book about us. It's a book about Jesus, and we need to be careful when we interject ourselves into the story, because really the star of the story is Jesus, not us. But I can tell you right now, there are plenty of times when I've had to face things that I had no clue how I was going to handle them. I had no clue how it was going to turn out. There have been times when God has put so much on me, I didn't know how I was going to be able to go forward. And by the way, this idea that God won't put on you more than you can handle, I'm telling you what, that is a lie. Because God routinely puts on you more than you can handle. And he does it for a purpose. It's so that you will trust him. If you look at Moses and his life, the place where Moses messed up was he thought for a second that he didn't need God in order to take care of these Israelites. And so what God did with Joshua is he put him in a situation where he was going to have to face the worst thing you could think of, leading a rowdy bunch of people into this promised land, knowing that they were going to have to fight and they were going to have to take it. And he says, "You know what? I know you're terrified. I know you're afraid. I know that deep down inside of you, you have absolutely no clue what to do, but I'm commanding you to be courageous. I'm commanding you to be strong. Don't be afraid." So what I want to tell you today, friend, is simply this. There are going to be times in your life when you're facing something that is insurmountable. You cannot do it on your own. That's a good thing, though. You need to be sure you understand that is a God moment right there, because what you're doing is you're realizing that you need something more than yourself in order to win the day. You need Jesus. You need him going with you. He promised Joshua, "I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm right here with you. But here's what I need you to do, Joshua." And friend, I'm telling you, here's what you need to do. You need to command your soul to be strong. Command your heart to be courageous. Command your mind not to be afraid. Don't fall into that trap, because no matter what you're facing, whether you're having to lead Israelites into the promised land, or you're having to deal with your finances, you're having to deal with a family member, whatever your struggle is, whatever your situation is, I want you to know something. If you will be strong, if you will be courageous, if you will dig down deep into who you are and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with courage and with strength, what will happen is you will find that God never left you at all, that he's not leaving you hanging. He's not just expecting you to go through this and, "Oh, I hope you can figure it out. We'll catch you on the other side, buddy." No, he's with you. He's right there with you. And whenever you feel like you're not courageous, he'll be your courage. And whenever you feel like you're weak, that's when his strength will kick in. So friend, I'm telling you, do what Joshua did. Embrace God's command in that moment. Be strong. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. Why? Because God is with you. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.